She pulled to the curb and peered through her car window at the house she had to sell. The mailbox was lying across the lawn in pieces as if someone had taken a baseball bat to it. "Oh, come on," Maddie said. The house was a dump. The mailbox had been one of the best things about it. She retrieved her bag from the passenger seat, climbed out, and tugged down her dress. It was 30 degrees and humid. Her house's best feature was spread across the earth. But she had brought her sneakers, which meant she wouldn't have to do this in heels. She carried broken mailbox shards around to the side of the house and dumped them beside a pile of old wood and a deflated football. While she was picking clean the small lawn, she noticed two boys of about 14 loitering on bikes outside the fence, so she straightened and waved to them. "Bend over again," said one of the boys. The other laughed. She went into the house. It was dark. The walls leaned close. There was a fusty, hard-to-mistake, neglected grandma smell. But it was hers to sell, so she drew the curtains, drained the sink, and opened the back door. She set candles in strategic locations, hallway, bedroom, and a weird L-shaped space that she decided to call a study. These were her special candles, which she'd found after an online search for conceal stench. She checked her watch. The candles were good, but for emergency, she had another secret weapon, a spray can labeled Just Like Cookies. It was less convincing than the candles, closer to just like burnt dirt, but it worked faster. She moved from room to room, spraying in controlled bursts. She was staring at a dark stain in the corner of the living room when a car eased into the cracked concrete driveway. "Shit," she said. She yanked off her sneakers, stuffed them into her bag, and squeezed her feet into stilettos. She swiped open her phone and keyed a playlist, Cell Music, which was pianos and swelling strings, a little brass, classy but also motivational. The car door thumped. She used her hand mirror to verify that nothing had gone horribly wrong with her face, then focused on reaching the front door without driving a heel through the floorboards. The buyer was approaching the concrete front steps, removing his sunglasses, craning his neck to peer at something higher up. The drainpipe, she guessed. It wasn't actually attached to anything. She had meant to do something about that. "Hi," she said, and smiled like, "Bzzzt." The saying went, "Location, location, location," but at Henshaw Realty, it was teeth, tits, hair. At least, according to Maddie's mentor, Susie, who'd been selling houses for 30 years and knew what she was talking about. "Bzzzt." Head up, teeth out, shoulders back, little head tilt, hair falling to the side. She had long hair, red, edging into auburn, which so far she'd resisted blondifying. "I'm Maddie," she said. "Thanks so much for coming." The buyer shook her hand. He was about her age, early 20s, dimples, thin, but somewhat cute. Despite the heat, he was wearing a long-sleeved collared shirt. "I'm Clay," he said. "Wow, you're tall." "It's the shoes." He looked down, so she took the opportunity to turn one leg and do a little pose. When he met her eyes again, she went, "Bzzzt." "You're really pretty," he said. She laughed and turned to let him follow her into the hallway. Too much bzzzt. She would turn that down. "You're lucky," she called over her shoulder as they entered the kitchen's chemical embrace of cookies slash burnt dirt. "We've had a lot of calls about this house. You're the first to see it." Lies. Terrible lies. "Is that right?" He'd removed his sunglasses. Strong eyebrows. His hair was a little shaggy, not really her thing, but she liked the implication that he had his own style. Went his own way, was possibly uniquely into falling down unrenovated 1960s clapboard two bedrooms. He'd pushed up his sleeves and on his right forearm was a discoloration, a patch of purple, red and yellow all mixed together, like an injury that wasn't healing right. He caught her looking. "I have a dog, goes a little crazy sometimes." "Oh," she said. What was she doing, staring like an idiot? "Sorry, I didn't mean..." "She has a good heart," he said. "But she doesn't always know it. Sometimes I have to remind her." It was a mix of old wounds and new, she saw. He'd been bitten in the same place over a long period of time, by this dog he owned, the one with the good heart. The front door was 10 feet to her right. It was open. Outside was a clear, bright day. Concrete path, low chain-link fence. The road was a cul-de-sac, rare in this neighborhood, a real jewel in the house's cardboard crown, so there was no passing traffic. She could hear kids calling to one another, most likely the two who'd been out front when she arrived. "Hey," he said, "do you mind if I grab something from my car?"